Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today we're going to be talking about what in the world is up with this market. We've had a lot of calls recently into the office saying, I was so excited the stock market was going up, my accounts were going up, and I'm getting a little bit nervous because it's starting to get a little bit bumpy. To which I say, I understand. And usually around this time of year, we do see it getting bumpy. We do see people get a little bit more concerned because we get used to the way that the stock market has been. And boy, have we been on a tear or what? It has been going what seems to be straight up. So this is a good kind of gentle nudge, a gentle wake-up call, because we need to have some corrections. And what we've been experiencing lately, no, those aren't corrections. Those are just reactions. The market is reacting to what it's hearing in the news or the economy, any type of tax announcements when they're talking about what they're going to raise in taxes, any type of COVID announcements that are out there, political, economic changes. Basically, what you're seeing is the stock market is taking a daily temperature of the people. And when they're uptight, when you feel uptight because you're hearing different things, you may agree or disagree with something that they're wanting to pass as a law or ways they want to increase taxes, it's reflected in the market. And what's happening is we're seeing a little bit of bumps in the market, not really corrections, but we have to begin to realize that what we're seeing in the market really isn't a true reflection of the way the market acts consistently. Because think about this. If you go back over the past 19 months, you think about this, investors have witnessed history on both ends of the spectrums. And let me tell you what I mean. If you think back to remember that day when all of a sudden we realized that COVID was a problem out there, that, hey, we need to take this seriously and we've got to address it, right? And people, they were shutting things down. And what happened? Well, the stock market experienced the quickest decline of 30% that it's ever had. I mean, boom, it was down. And when we saw that, and yet we watched the strongest bounce back in history from a bear market bottom of all times. So, but from the time on March 23rd, 2020, to where the benchmark index is today, it has more than doubled in value. And I want you to think about that, because as the market's been going up and up and up, people are excited and they're thinking, and you know, sometimes you get used to things. And when you're used to things going straight up, you think, oh, this is great. We're going to grow to the sky and never come back. But we've gone for over 10 months without even a 5% pullback. And when you look at this, when you look at the fact that we went down and then bounced back up and we've really not had any corrections, we can kind of get lulled into this false security of thinking, hey, it's always supposed to be like this. And then when we do have the little rumbles, when we do have just the gentle type of pullbacks, which I call just reactions to the news, not even true 5%, 10%, 20% corrections. When we see those little bumps, then we get nervous. And I guess part of today's program is to help remind you that, wait a minute, remember how the stock market works. Remember that there is a process that we need to go through. And I want to remind you of it. Now, we go through this process and each length of it lasts a different period, but let's talk about the different points going from peak to trough. So let's talk about this. The peak of the market, kind of like where we are now and where we've been for the last 10 months, where we just keep climbing and climbing. The peak of the market is when everything's good in the market. That doesn't mean that in the United States, everything's perfect. It doesn't mean that we agree with everything that's going on. What it does mean is that we have a market that's continuing to go upward, that people who have invested in the stock market, many of them are seeing these gains. People get a little bit freer with the money that they're spending. You know, when you're running a corporation, all of a sudden you get all this fat in there where, you know, you're overpaying and you're spending money on things that you probably shouldn't. You know, that type of mentality. Nobody's really worried about the money. That's when the peak is. And we've been experiencing that for a while, which is why people are getting a little concerned when they see those gentle, just daily up and down a little bit. They say, wait a minute, we're supposed to be in peak. But what we need to understand is that when we go through the peak, there actually comes a time of contraction where it begins to pull back a little bit. You know, those are when we feel those pains. And here's the news, we're not really feeling the pains right now. But there does come a day, because this is the way the stock market works, is where it comes from the peak and then it begins to contract and pull back, when all of a sudden you say, you know, maybe I am going to pay attention to my P&L. Maybe I am going to watch what I'm spending. And instead of having every new software that's out there, I'm going to start pulling it back some. There's a contraction. And as investors, what you see is you begin to see, oh, wait a minute. I thought I made all this money this year. And because of some of the pullbacks, I've lost some of my gains. That's what you're seeing in that contraction. And like I said, we're not seeing it quite yet. But I just want to remind you that the contraction comes after the peak. So that's the next step in the cycle. Now, we never know how long the peak period is, right, before we hit that contraction. And boy, this has been a wonderful 19 months of, gee, it went down and now we've just been climbing and climbing and climbing. But that actually does come to an end. And that's where the contraction is. That's why a lot of times right now, I know in our office, and don't worry, we'll go through the full cycle throughout the program. But in our office, what we're seeing is many individuals are looking at their accounts and saying, oh, I am very pleased with what I'm seeing, but Crystal, can you help me lock in some of these gains? Because trees don't grow to the sky. The stock market isn't always going to go up. And I know eventually there's going to be contractions and I'm going to lose some of my gains. How about we start locking them in? And that would be something, no matter who you're working with, what advisor that you're working with, I would encourage, you know, go talk to your financial advisor and say, whoo-hoo, this is what I've made so far. How do I keep from losing it? Because when we have those times, and here's a thought process that many individuals, they struggle with, they don't want to sell when the market's high. But understand, you sell when the market's high and then you buy back in when the market's low. So now is a time of period where I get excited when clients call and say, hey, Crystal, I'd like to do that renovation on my home, or I'd like to cash in some of this, or different things that they're going through, because what's happening is that they're taking advantage of their gains. Now, many are saying, let's lock that in. What are ways that I can use that 10 years down the road and I don't have to worry about that I've lost it along the way? So just keep those things in mind. So the peak, and then the peak is followed by the contraction. Now, during the contraction period, this is where a lot of people will look at their statements and say, oh, I lost something in the market. But life doesn't seem all that bad, right? What's happening is you see it on the news that the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down for the day, but nobody's really panicking. They're more like discouraged. You know what it's like when you open your envelope and you pull out your statement and man, you look at the account balance and wouldn't you know, the account balance is down and you're discouraged, but you're not quitting your job over it. You're not shedding tears, hopefully. And you're just going on with life and saying, you know what? I'll wait till next month. I'll be able to see where everything stands at that point. Now, one of the things that we need to understand once we come through a real contraction is, oh, those are going to be significant. And then that leads to the next place, which is the trough. So if you're looking at a clock. Remember 12 o'clock, that would be your peak, right? All the hands are pointing up there. There's your peak. 3 o'clock is the contractions. Gee, I'm discouraged. This isn't very fun. Businesses are now not buying every app under the sun. Businesses are looking at what their payroll expenses are. There's not many people going out for lunch anymore. And then by the time you get down to 6 o'clock, which is where the trough part is, yeah, people aren't just discouraged anymore. This is where people start getting a little bit scared. And what happened, a great example of this, was in March of 2020 when we had COVID come out and all of a sudden we had that black swan event. You remember that? How many can forget that, right? The black swan event means the stock market is pushed down, not because the quality of the stocks in the stock market and the companies were bad, but because there's some other economic pressure that pushed it down. So it was a black swan event that we had in March of 2020. Well, when you get to those troughs and it pushes it down, people get nervous. Think how nervous you were in March of 2020 when you didn't understand what in the world was going on. And they said, hey, for 2 weeks, we're going to close the country down. That just happened to be a little bit longer, but we won't go there. So what we're looking at is during the trough, that is a time where a lot of individuals are scared. And one of the parts that I can understand why there's concern is we never know how long that trough will be. See, that's why this is just so interesting, what happened after March of 2020 and how we've just been on this upturn ever since then with the stock market. I mean, it was like we hit a bottom part and then we just started climbing our way back out of it. We didn't hang out there. And folks, that's not really typical. Usually when we're having a trough, a time where the market's kind of resetting itself, during those times, usually lasts for a little bit of while. You know, there's some months going on in there where you're really feeling the pain of it and you're not seeing it slowly edge its way up. When you're opening your statements in the mail or you're clicking online, whichever way you like to view your statements, you're not seeing that steady, oh, we're going back up and it's nice and hopeful. Mm-mm. You're seeing it, oh, we're still going the opposite way because that's a trough time. Now, let me just speak to that just for a moment, because when we're talking about having a trough, a real downturn in the market, there's actually some good points in it. No, I'm not going to say your typical, hey, well, the market's down. What a great time to buy, which, by the way, it could be. What we're talking about, one of the good reasons, and this is just one of them, when the market's down like that, it exposes who the fake players are. You know, my daughter-in-law, she was complaining the other day about her fake Peloton bike. She says, it's not a real one. So it doesn't count that I'm doing my spin classes because I only have the app and I have a fake Peloton bike. And what's happened is she knows the difference when they tell you, hey, you've got to spin up to a certain number and you've got to get here, because her fake Peloton bike doesn't do that. Well, when we look at the stock market, it's got some fake stuff in there too. And when you're in the trough, those companies that sold themselves as the real thing, that we're authentic, we can make you money, we're a booming company, all of a sudden you begin to see behind the smoke and mirrors and you say, oh, you had one product that was meeting a fad need, and you're really not as solvent as I thought you were. In fact, you're not good for many Americans. You need to get your company out. And so a lot of times what you'll be exposed during these troughs are companies that, hey, yeah, you're not as solid as you thought. And that is a healthy thing. Another thing it does is it gets the prices back to reality. Because sometimes when you're in that peak, remember, both hands are on the 12, the stock market's going, well, people get a little crazy. Think of Cabbage Patch Dolls. I know, I am so dating myself. But do you guys remember when Cabbage Patch dolls were a thing and people were like, $185, I'm paying $250 for that brown haired Cabbage Patch doll. And it's going to be a collector's item, right? Because that's the bill of goods that was sold and they effectively marketed it. And because of their effective marketing, many people believe that. But then when the downturn came and all of a sudden the dolls were worth back $27.95 or $30, all of a sudden the realization of, wait a minute, this is just a fad thing and it doesn't have staying power like they're saying. That's what happens with the stock market. We need those troughs. Now, the problem is that many times when people have everything they own, right? All their eggs in one basket, and that basket happens to be the stock market. Well, then when the stock market goes down, it can be scary. And so people begin to get uptight about what they're seeing during the trough because they have nowhere else to look. And so they need everything in that stock market basket to be performing. And there's this panic that says, I can't afford to have the stock market go down. It has to be performing on all cylinders and really, you know, hitting it out of the park. But if we can understand, that's not the way the stock market's designed. And folks, we should be due for a good correction pretty soon. It doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow. But what it begins to let you think about is, do you, and this is a question that I would ask yourself, do you have everything in the stock market? And do you need the stock market to be performing in the peak? And it, will you be significantly hurt if it goes to the trough? And I know that's a lot of questions I'm asking. But the point of the matter is, I think that's why there's so much emotion tied to the market, because people aren't in a place where they can afford us to have that trough. And we need that trough so that we can get out the fake ones, the fake companies that shouldn't be there, the different components that don't belong there. We can get back to real world prices, right? Come back from that Cabbage Patch that was $250 down to, oh yes, it's really a $30 doll, right? So we need stocks to do that. But the only way that we can do it is we have to stop the frenzy. We have to slow things down so that things can begin to settle out, because everything looks good in the sunshine. And sometimes we need some of those dreary days, right? Some times in the market where, hey, maybe it's not so fun, to be able to really sort out and say, what's really going on here? And is this really a good deal? Now, the sad part is that if you've gotten one of those companies where you're realizing, ooh, this is not really that good of a thing, that's when many people sell it during the trough. Now, what comes past the trough? So let's kind of go through it again. 12 o'clock is your peak. That's kind of what we're experiencing right now. 3 o'clock, that's the contraction. Feel the pain. Ooh, I don't like that I saw what I just lost on my statement. And that's why you want to be looking in those. And again, I can't give advice over the radio, but perhaps something to consider would be to lock in your gains when the market's up so that you can hold on to them when you head into the contraction. Now, the contraction at 3 o'clock, when things start pulling back and slowing down in the market, then you head to the trough, which is 6 o'clock. Okay, now things don't look that fun, but there's eventually, there has always been, though past performance is not a predictor of the future. Boy, you got to love compliance. But when you look at it, eventually, even after depressions and recessions and contractions, all these things, we eventually go through an expansion again, where we begin to come out of the trough and we head towards that 9 o'clock. And you know what comes after 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, right? So as we head out of that trough, we begin to grow again. And that's where a lot of economists, what they have to say is so insightful for financial advisors to be able to hear. Like, when we came out of the Black Swan event, remember, Black Swan event is when the markets push down, not because the companies are bad in the market. but because of an event that happened on a national scale that caused Americans to be uptight and fearful, and the reaction pushed the market down, which is what you saw in COVID. Well, as a financial planner, as I listened to the economists, as I'm watching what's going on, saw that we got pushed immediately from a peak right down to the trough. We skipped right through that. I mean, we soared through the contraction. When we're in there, I began to say, okay, so the small cap funds will do good, the mid cap funds, and began to look at the areas who was going to get back on their feet the quickest after you went through a trough. Those are what we're looking for. What's scary, though, is that many times you'll come out with this magazine and it will say, these are the top picks of the year. Well, that's great, but that was either for last year or that ride's already over. So you have to be on the cutting edge to understand where are things going. So that, in a very quick nutshell, is how the cycle of the market works. We go from peak, everything's fine, to contraction, where we're starting to lose some things, we're pulling back, things are getting tighter, to the trough, where things kind of feel hopeless if you're not understanding the cycle of the market, to things start picking back up again, and you've got to be watching to see the signs of growth. It's kind of like when you're planting seed, right? And you're looking out there and you're looking to see, well, when is this seed ever going to grow? Well, first it's the tiny green leaf that's just barely sticking out of the dirt. And you're like, oh, I've got a plant. That's what happens between that trough time and the expansion. As a financial planner or the planner that you're working with, you need to be looking for the little leaves because they're showing what the harvest is going to be like. Then you can be able to, while the market's down, buy into those harvests. It goes into expansion. And then from expansion, we're feeling better again, right? And then what in the world happens after that? Well, after the expansion, we go into the peak because now we've forgotten about the pain of the trough. We've forgotten about how hard it was. Things are good. I need to make the money back that maybe I lost in the trough. Can you see that whole cycle, right? Peak, contraction, trough, expansion. Here's the deal. It does this over and over and over. I've been a certified financial planner now for 24 years. Well, that's a long time. I'm not telling you how old I am, but all I can tell you is I have seen this cycle repeat itself over and over and over again. The people that prosper in this cycle are ones that will diversify. Now, here's the deal. People say, oh, diversify. That means I need to have some small cap funds and international funds and large cap and blah, 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 blah. But all they're doing is diversifying within the market. Well, if the market's in a trough, guess what? A lot of them are all in the trough, not all the time, but many times the whole portfolio goes down and some go down more than others. And what we need to do is when we think diversification, stop just thinking diversification within the market. We need to think diversification, which is having market exposure. That's great because especially during the trough, we want to be able to buy. But we need to have a diversification outside the market so that if something comes up in life, maybe you're retired and you need a little bit more money, you can pull that money without selling your investments at a loss because you have someplace else to pull it. Or maybe you've set it up where you can have an income stream that continues to feed you and you just turn it on when the market's down. See, diversifying for college needs, for maybe you need to have an emergency fund. Maybe it is retirement needs, but whatever the needs are, where we can come to is a place where we can actually start sleeping again at night. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Because we know we're fully diversified. And I think that's where a lot of this problem comes. So I want you to think for a moment And when you think about the recent activity in the market, how it's been up a little, it's been up and then it's gone down a little bit and then it makes its way back up, or maybe we have 3 full days where the market's down. Still not a correction. That's just the market taking the temperature of how people are feeling. They're feeling a little uneasy. Okay, it's going to go down a little bit. Oh, they have hope now. Now it's going to go back up. So understand the dynamics of that. So how would you feel if the market actually began the contraction slide and then went into the trough? If, now here's the big question, if you had resources, not only in the market that are now dividends or buying at a low price and it's reinvesting and you're feeling good because you know you're buying everything on sale, but you had another place to pull income from, so that you didn't have to sell your investments and it didn't matter that the market's down. See, these principles that we use here at Crystal Clear Finances, they are about providing a holistic point of view and a holistic financial plan so that when you're in these different situations in life, which will happen because we have the peak, we have the contraction, we have a trough, we have expansion. That is the cycle our market has followed for years upon years upon years. The only thing that makes it look different, I shouldn't say the only, but the main thing that makes it look different is sometimes the peak lasts for years and sometimes the trough lasts for years. And you know, when you go through hard times and it keeps dragging on and on, kind of like this COVID, like it's like enough already, just be over. Well, when you have, whether it's COVID or you have a trough in the market, after a while, you begin to believe, hey, I don't think this is ever going to end. And I don't remember what it was like before we had to wear masks and do all these different things. But here's the deal. If you can just remember that even though it feels like it will never end, and even though it seems like maybe the trough or COVID or whatever it is never going to stop, eventually there comes a point where we begin to see those green leaves peeking out and the seeds of what the next growth spurt are going to be finally come through. So when you're seeing the market, and when that's how we started our program today, we said, what in the world is going on with the market? When you begin to see it start getting bumpy, and it really hasn't yet, but when eventually we start hitting that contraction and you say, ooh, market was down 5%. Oh, it's 10%, maybe even a good healthy 20%. And you can realize, oh, I remember talking to Crystal Clear Finances, and I remember her telling me that these are the seasons and they always follow, just like spring, summer, fall, and winter. And then we repeat, right? We go through that cycle. If you can recognize that, then that can give you peace walking through it. That can go back to what we always talk about is having confidence when you're making financial decisions because you understand how the cycle works. Now, here's the other thing that I would strongly encourage is have a financial plan so that you can be diversified outside the market. I enjoy the market. I am so comfortable with the market. I'm comfortable with the companies that we invest in. We use a lot of values-based impact investing type of investments that are supporting, you know, the cure for cancer or clean water or supporting what you believe as an individual. You're able to literally use your money to represent your beliefs, and that's exciting. So I do believe in investing in the market, but I also believe it's just as important to have money outside the market to complement it. That way you can leave the money in the market, let it be growth oriented, let it do its job for you, and then use safe money someplace else that you can tap into at the right time. So whether it's with our office, which we would love to serve you, we'd love to sit down, do a free initial consultation, or with your existing financial planner, sit down, have the talk about the seasons, the cycle that the market goes through, and being diversified. So no matter where it is, peak, contraction, trough, or expansion, you're in a good safe, healthy space. So with that being said, I'm going to close today. I encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Schedule your free initial consultation and then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.